Begin the current daf in the sentence by Metzia daf Chafav. Begin the manal. Begin the Tosef Masna. Begin with the words of the second parak. Elim Metzia Shloi. One of the examples is Kriches B'Shusharam, bundles in the public domain, which Tosef points an interesting thing. But Kriches Dafke, it's only by bundles that Maflik Bein B'Shusharam N'Shusayachad. That mission differentiating and saying specifically it's Harir Shloi when you find it in the street versus B'Shusharam. But it doesn't mention that by any of the other cases. Why? So it depends. M'shem t'lman them according, because according to the one who holds later on davchav beis and beis. Simen asal davis have a simen that would get stepped on, would get trampled on, is still a simen. And the makom have a simen, and where it is, zozo simen, simayu halcha, here would be talking about the lekis simen, that, okay, first of all, there's no simen. A makom nami loy have a simen, mishas rab, and also, and the place is also not a simen when it's in the street. M'shem t'min nishtifi, because it gets trampled on, it gets kicked around. Whereas versus a yachid, in however the private domain have a makom siman, so then the place of where it is would be a siman, and therefore b'chayv l'harchus you'd have to call it out. Now Umayr would be talking about the ashkech der chinuach that you found it when it was placed down, and hence the place can be a makom. Whereas with the other cases, we could kikarash al nachtoim, the baker's loaf, the guli devela, and the cake of brown figs, ain't behem siman. There's no siman. And Bahavishalay, therefore the one that finds it would be able to keep it. Why? Apashas Yachat, even in the private domain. Because the thing itself does not have a simon. And also you found it where as it fell. Oh, the kachla have a makar of simon. So therefore the place, not a simon. And contrary to Krichas. Then says the Vitam begin to say to that to take a look. He says, wait a second, my knock at Krichas. Why are we picking my bundles, the Ashkach Derech Enoach, where you tell me that, oh, okay, it was placed down, therefore, Mishas Yachad Makam is a Simon, Tfei Mishar, but more than all the other things, Dari Derech Nefilah, well, they're talking about where it fell, and therefore the Makam is not a Simon, and therefore you can keep the other things in Mishas Yachad and can't just take a Kikaris? What would be the reason for that? Versus Kriches? So, it says, the Kriches bundles, Ididi Akiri Enun, since they're heavy, Lahaba Sheyiplu Shalai Midas. It's not common that it would fall without your awareness. Elik shalim and lafush. Only if you had stopped to rest, manich la'aretz, you put on the ground the shalkim shalim, you forgot over there. Oh, so therefore mokum would be a simon because you remember where you put it. Whereas v'kakorosh abalabayis, and similar regarding the next mishnah. Here we're talking about in our mishnah kikoros of shalnachtam, blows of a homeowner yesh lim simon. There has a simon. Because the Balabat Megil Nasa Simon, they usually make something interesting with their loaves, the private loaves that they're making. Oh, therefore, even in the street, you have to go ahead and announce it. Because the Simon Asla does have a Simon, like we're saying, according to that Man Amma, even a Simon that would get stepped on, your trembling is still a Simon. And Vitzibuche Mois Uperis. Now, what do you do with bundles of money and fruits that have a Makam Simon? That the place should be a simon af b'shusaram, even in the street, like the Gemara says later on, of chavim and aleph, mishum d'leshach bu nishtefi, because people don't want to step on food. So therefore, that's why even b'shusaram, you'd have to announce it. So today's when they're going to say kriches b'shusaram regarding. I mean, that's regarding bundles of money versus scattered. So that's also in the next Mishnah that we see that that's Mandam would hold that the Makam is a Simon. So even though these items don't have a Simon intrinsically, but the place is going to be a Simon. And that's what we can say, Krichas versus Rabban, regarding bundles in the street, which is what our different Maskel is talking about. Again, the Ma'id Derech Hinuch, like we said, is the more it's placed down. So the question is, wait a second, how could the person take it, we said, but our Milik Amon, the Gemara tells later on the Chofei Mebeis. So, if someone puts something down, not allowed to take it, even without a simon. Because when it was for sure placed down, he was saying it was placed down. So, even though there's no simonim, no mokim, and nothing else, but the guy put it down. You can say, isn't the Han Milik, when do we say that Kishamatsa Mokim Mutzna? If you find it in the discreet Mashtama and the hidden place, that's what Allah is the Yitol, that a person should not take it. It may be Simon if it doesn't have a Simon, because the guy's not going to have to get it back with any Simon. Whereas Mishma Simon has a sign, okay, little Machas, and you take it and you call it out. And but over here, where it's not in the Makam HaMishtamer, so they're really allowed to even take it, because it's a Nusha's Rab. Now this is all according to one Mandama, as we start up Tesis with. Now Mandama, according to the one that says later on the Chum Bezum Bez Simon Asla Daras, when you have a sign that tends to get trampled, lo have a Simon, is not a sign. Makam nami lo have a simon, and also makam is not a simon, so they disagree on these two points. Myri, he would explain differently. B'kriches, we're talking about bundles, sheyesh b'hem siman, that has a siman. Well, kach b'shusar yachad machres. Therefore, in private domain, we say, you know, you have to call it out. The kikre shel nachtam, and regarding loaves of a baker, b'shar d'masnin, and regarding the rest of the Mishnah, that is talking about less b'hem siman, that there is no sign. Even in the private domain, you can keep it. Whereas with kikur shel bala bayis, which the next Mishnah talks about, regarding laws of a private person, which has a sign, you would have to call it out, even in the street. Why? Because in contrast to kriches, then also the doris, because it doesn't usually get trampled on, because the Gemara tells us on Chav Gimel that people don't want to step over food, so it won't get trampled. Now, b'kul masnin. And the whole Mishnah is talking about Bein Derech Nefila, whether that fell, or Bein Derech Nuruch, whether it's placed down, doesn't make a difference, like we said, because that's not the criterion according to this mandama. Then it says, but then we're going to say, Kriches, regarding bundles, Hidech Nefila, so you told me that it's talking about where it fell. But if it fell, and kind of that's the case, any day Hechenafla, so he doesn't even know where it fell. So the question is, B'shus HaYachad, why in the private domain the Maitre allows why have to call it out, the Messiah? He gives a Pope, so the B'shus HaRab Nafal, he thinks maybe fell on the street. And in the street, we know Haril Shalai, so he's going to be Messiah. So why do you call it out by B'shus HaYachad? Yashem says, we can say, the Ava B'shen Yedei L'chavan HaMalkam, even though he doesn't know exactly where it fell, Yedei Hu Nafal B'shus HaRab, by B'shus HaYachad. He knows whether it's in the street or in the private area. He just doesn't know exactly where. But therefore, that's why we differentiate between and the Rosh Hashanah. It's not Hari El Shalai. Can you test master begin with the Gemara Bekama and how much? You find pays in the bazaar and how much? So maybe it's Chalak. He says Kav Baba Amos, a Kav in 4 amos. Tzorach Levi says that you have to say the Bishchol Gufei Bayi. It was a Bishchol who said the words Bekama and asked Bekama. Why? Because the Gemara Bayi, if the Gemara had asked the question, so my Bayi Bekama, what's the Gemara asking how much? What do you mean? Luki derech nafila explained that the case is talking about where it fell, and the fila tuba, and even a lot would have the same aloha arei l'shalai. Can the parak gemara basachi as the gemara actually itself asked the question later on, and Elo obviously says because then it wouldn't make a difference how much it fell. Rather, the Rebbe Yitzchok who must be from the words of Rebbe Yitzchok. Now, Rebbe Yitzchok the boy looked me derech nafila. He didn't want to explain it as the gemara could have said without Rebbe Yitzchok that it fell. And if I fill it too, but then no matter how much fell, it's the guy would be miyash. No simon, no mishum the sovik abaye. He holds the abaye the yishlem does because if you would have given up, but if you don't know lo avi yish is not yish, so you wouldn't say as much false harel shalai. El mukulab b'machnash the beidari. Rather, it's torn up by the silo by the grain. Shenichem shem does. We left it deliberately, as the Gemara explains. And the kai gab nekem b'perikum. We find similarly like in later on the parak of lamad beis. The Gemara asks ulaylam. And really, it's always like that. I'm a Behuda B'chul, etc. With the Tzorach Levi, it says the same thing over there. You have to say the Behuda Amma Ulaim. He's the one who asked the question. You have to distance a certain space from your neighbor's windows. The Kamar, with the Gemara says, the Kamar, how much? He says, like the amount of the width of the window. But there also, it's evident that it was the one who gave the answer, asked the question, as we find over here, the same thing in our Gemara. Next test month begin the Gemara. Chatzikah b'shtei amos ma'ol. Now what's halacha? You told me a kav and dalet amos. What's halacha with a half a kav and 2 amos? This test is damn. It's a wonder. Like kav barba amos. The case of kav and 4 amos. Abenami chatzikah b'shtei amos is a half a kav and 2 amos. What's the question? It's the same thing. Hashem says no. Kiven the leke ele chatzikav. Since it's only half a kav, yuka he might gather it. Kiven shenli terech ligmer. It's not so hard to do the whole thing. Of kav barba amos, but even though it's the same thing, but doubled. That yes, they took a little close, but that's just more of an effort to gather the whole thing. But it's all or nothing. He's not going to do it at all. Meaning, even though they say, okay, do half, because half you'll do. No, a person goes, he can do the whole thing, and since the whole thing's too much, he won't do anything. Or you know, another approach you could say is actually it's not the same thing. Kabba amas mirboin tabu. A kabin for amas is squared. Chatzi kav b'shtei amas reichiv. You have a half a kav in 2 amas width, but arba amas eirich and 4 amas in the length. That would be half, because it's 4 by 4, and you cut that in half, it's 2 by 4. But here we're asking chatzikav bebe amos al beiz amos. Here we're asking I have a kav not in 2 by 4, but 2 by 2. So therefore, it's much less, and therefore maybe that would be different. And therefore, that's the Gemara's question.